Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. If you want to say, I have been, we say, he estado, I have is he, and been, from the word to be, is estado, been. So, he estado, I have been. How would you say, I have been in Spain. I have been in Spain. And in is just en, E-N. So how would you say I've been in Spain? He estado en España. And if you say it a bit faster, so that, because obviously you've got an e sound from the H-E, and then straight away you've got another e sound from estado, so it's a bit like a longish E. So he estado, I have been. If you want to say, I haven't been, you may well know that to make a negative in Spanish, you just start with no, N-O, no. So how would you say, I haven't been in Spain? No he estado en España. No he estado en España. So I have he, and then the being estado. You have, or have you, if it's a question, have you, is has, H-A-S, has. So how would you say, have you been? What would that be? Just have you been? Has estado? Has estado? So I've been to Spain, have you been? Has estado? Have you been? And so how would you ask the question, have you been in Spain? Have you been in Spain? What would that be? Has estado en España? Has estado en España? Now in English, the context of have you been in Spain may be that you've come back to, let's say, the UK, and you're quite tanned from the Spanish sun, and a Spanish-speaking friend in the UK asks you, I can see you're tanned, have you been in Spain? Have you been in Spain? ¿Has estado en España? But also there's another context where you could ask, have you been to Spain? As in, have you ever been to Spain? Have you ever been to Spain? Have you been to Spain? And in Spanish, you wouldn't say, have you been to Spain? Again, you would say, have you been in Spain? So the have you been to a place doesn't exist, only have you been in a place. So if you wanted to ask, and in this context, have you ever been to Spain? Have you ever been to France? You would say, have you ever been, or have you been in Spain? So how would you ask, have you been to Paris? Have you been to Paris? What would that be? ¿Has estado en París? ¿Has estado en París? Have you been to Paris? How would you say, I haven't been to Valencia? I haven't been to Valencia. What would that be? No he estado en Valencia. No he estado en Valencia. The word for ill is enfermo, enfermo. Nice and easy to remember because it's like infirm, enfermo. How would you say, have you been ill? Have you been ill? ¿Has estado enfermo? ¿Has estado enfermo? How about, I haven't been ill. What would that be? I haven't been ill. No he estado enfermo. No he estado enfermo. I haven't been ill. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in a series of easy to follow steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. Okay, so we've looked at I have been or have you been. If we want to say I have been doing something, I have been working, for example, I have been talking to somebody, kind of the structure works the same as in Spanish. So to work is trabajar. Working is trabajando, trabajando. So to change the to work to working with an ing, we just have ando, ando at the end, trabajando. How would you say, I've been working? What would that be? I've been working. He estado trabajando. He estado trabajando. So like, where have you been? Ah, I've been working. He estado trabajando. Incidentally, where, you may know, is donde. So where have you been? Donde has estado? Donde has estado? Where have you been? He estado trabajando. I've been working. How would you say, have you been working in Paris? Have you been working in Paris? What would that be? ¿Has estado trabajando en París? ¿Has estado trabajando en París? Have you been working in Paris? How about, I haven't been working in Valencia. I've been working in London. I haven't been working in Valencia, I've been working in London. What would that be? No he estado trabajando en Valencia, he estado trabajando en Londres. No he estado trabajando en Valencia, he estado trabajando en Londres. Let's try another one, which isn't trabajar. So we went from trabajar to trabajando. Okay, let's try. I'll give you two, which you may or may not know, but they're quite easy to remember. To practice and to play. To practice is very straightforward. Practicar. Practicar. And jugar is to play. So practicar, to practice. Jugar, to play. Let's just check that we can get those to practicing and playing. What would that be? Practicando, jugando. Practicando, jugando. How would you say, I've been playing in Valencia? I've been playing in Valencia. Maybe a very good footballer. What would that be? He estado jugando en Valencia. He estado jugando en Valencia. How about I've been playing with Maria? What would that be? I've been playing with Maria. And with is just con, C-O-N, con. So what would that be? He estado jugando con María. He estado jugando con María. How would you say, I've been practicing my Spanish? I've been practicing my Spanish. And my is just me, M-I. So how would you say that? He estado practicando mi español. He estado practicando mi español. How about, I've been practicing with Maria? What would that be? He estado practicando con María. He estado practicando con María. How about, have you been practicing? What would that be? Have you been practicing? ¿Has estado trabajando? Okay, That's have you been working? Brain's not working. How about have you been practicing? What would that be? ¿Has estado practicando? ¿Has estado practicando? How about where have you been playing? Where have you been playing? And where we just saw earlier is donde. So how would you say where have you been playing? ¿Dónde has estado jugando? ¿Dónde has estado jugando? How about I haven't been practicing much? I haven't been practicing much. And much is just mucho. So what would that be? No he estado practicando mucho. No he estado practicando mucho. Okay, so we've seen that practicando, jugando, trabajando, the ando is the way we make the ing, and that's if they're AR verbs, like trabajar, practicar, jugar, and if they're not AR verbs, that means they're going to be ER or IR verbs, then instead of ando, it's yendo, yendo, yendo. So, let's take to, let's take to eat, because we do it quite a lot, and to live, we do it even more. So, comer, to eat, and vivir, to live. So, eating, comiendo, living, viviendo. How would you say, I've been eating? I've been eating. What would that be? He estado comiendo. He estado comiendo. How about, I've been eating with Maria? I've been eating with Maria. What would that be? He estado comiendo con María. He estado comiendo con María. How about, I've been living in Spain. I've been living in Spain. What would that be? He estado viviendo en España. He estado viviendo en España. How about, have you been living in Paris? Have you been living in Paris? What would that be? ¿Has estado viviendo en París? ¿Has estado viviendo en París? The word for what is qué. Qué. What. So, a child with a dirty face, with a kind of a chocolatey face, the mum might ask, or the dad might ask, what have you been eating? How would you ask that? What have you been eating? ¿Qué has estado comiendo? ¿Qué has estado comiendo? What have you been eating? ¿Qué has estado comiendo? We saw earlier that where is donde. How would you say, where have you been living? Where have you been living? ¿Dónde has estado viviendo? ¿Dónde has estado viviendo? Where have you been living? Okay, so, he estado viviendo, he estado trabajando, I have been doing certain things. I've been living, I've been working, I've been practicing, I've been eating. Now, if you want to say how long you've been doing something in Spanish, so I've been living here for 10 years, I've been playing tennis since I was 5, for example. I've been practicing Spanish for 2 hours. If you're talking about the duration, how long something's been going on for, in Spanish they tend to use a different structure. They don't tend to use the I have been doing this for X amount of time as we do in English. So, for example, to say, I have been living in Spain for 2 years. I have been living in Spain for 2 years. They would say this.
Llevo 2 años viviendo en España. Llevo 2 años viviendo en España.
And if we were going to translate this literally, it would be a little bit like, I carry or I wear 2 years living in Spain. So, llevar is to carry or to wear. So it's, I carry this amount of years or this amount of time doing something.
So, llevo 2 años viviendo, living in Spain. Llevo 4 horas practicando.
I carry 4 hours practicing. I've been practicing for 4 hours. So the structure,
llevo,
plus the amount of time, and then whatever the activity you've been doing. Okay, let's try another one. How would you say, I've been playing for 3 hours? What would that be? And
3 horas, 3 hours.
I've been playing for 3 hours. What would that be?
Llevo 3 horas jugando. Llevo 3 horas jugando.
How would you say, I've been working here for 5 years. I've been working here for 5 years. And years are años. So how would you say that?
Llevo 5 años trabajando aquí. Llevo 5 años trabajando aquí.
How would you say, I've been practicing for 2 years. What would that be? I've been practicing for 2 years.
Llevo 2 años practicando. Llevo 2 años practicando.
How would you say, I've been learning Spanish for 5 years. I've been learning Spanish for 5 years. And the word for to learn is aprender. Aprender. So learning will be aprendiendo. So how would you say, using the llevo, how would you say, I've been learning Spanish for 5 years? What would that be?
Llevo 5 años aprendiendo español. Llevo 5 años aprendiendo español.
And that's all we've got time for in today's lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.